Here is the translation of the text into English. Explainer: Who are the Houthis, Iran's allies in Yemen? Israeli military says it identified a missile launch from Yemen. Factbox: Which key Iranian figures have been killed in U.S.-Israeli strikes? Gold rallies, heads for weekly gain as investors turn to safe haven assets. Oil prices gain as traders doubt prospects of ceasefire in Iran war. Refiners say new U.S. biofuel quotas may worsen Iran war price spike. Oil erases weekly loss, Brent above $110 as steel energy targets struck in Iran. Canada eyes Mercosur pact by autumn. WTO reform talks face U.S.-India wall in Cameroon. Diplomats say Mercosur and Canada near free trade agreement with April talks. Italian market watchdog deems all MPS board slates fully legitimate, source says. S&P 500, Goldman Sachs says this is the key question in Q2. Factbox: How many people have been killed in the U.S.-Israeli war on Iran? China detaining Panama-flagged ships amid battle over port control. FMC says Meta's longtime content policy chief Bickert leaving to teach at Harvard. Battery X Metals submits amended IPO filing to SEC for U.S. listing. U.S. tech pullback mirrors late stages of dot-com era. Strategists say NASA's Artemis astronauts enter final preparations for moon mission. Bank of America agrees to pay $72.5 million to settle Epstein accusers' lawsuit. U.S. consumer sentiment slides to three-month low as war fans inflation fears, U.S. Consumer sentiment slides in March amid economic fallout from Iran war. Iran war could mean stagflation for EU, Dombrovsky says. Consumer sentiment dips as Miss Michigan index falls below expectations. China's industrial profits jump as Middle East war casts long shadow. Canada: February wholesale trade most likely up 2.3%, StatsCan flash estimate. Euro area inflation expectations softened ahead of Iran war. ECB poll: Spain's inflation rate jumps to 3.3% in March amid energy shock. Exclusive: Trump's Iran war pushes India to rekindle old friendship with Russia. Indonesia follows Australia's lead with landmark social media ban for minors. Drones are now expected to become a $250 billion market by 2035. Where are the opportunities in European equities? IMF: Pakistan reached staff-level agreement on $1.2 billion disbursement. Australia plans to overhaul export finance laws to shore up fuel security. Expert says the upcoming week will be a pivotal moment in the Iran war. Here's why: Trump pushes for Saudi-Israeli normalization as he extends Iran's strike deadline. India signals openness to extending tariff-free deal on e-commerce, two diplomats say. Many losers, few winners in political battle over ICE funding. Bitcoin set to end the week lower amid risk aversion as the Iran war rages on. Bitcoin set for weekly loss as Iran war, $14 billion options expiry royal sentiment. USDT Zero integrates with Tempo to bring omnichain USDT liquidity to payments first layer one. Bitcoin recovery depends on liquidity. US-Iran tensions weigh. Bitcoin falls below 70K as risk assets take a hit on Iran peace talks. Uncertainty: BTCC wins most secure digital asset exchange by PanFinance, marking 15 years of zero security breaches. T-Rex Network and XAMA launch institutional-grade confidentiality infrastructure for RWA tokenization. Fannie Mae to accept crypto-backed mortgages for first time. Fannie Mae to accept crypto-backed mortgage, WSJ. Bitcoin ticks up above $71 as de-escalation hopes lift risk assets. Federal judge halts Nexstar Tegna merger following antitrust challenge. Brava Q4 2025 slides, record production masks earnings disappointment. Pubmatic Q4 2025 slides, 35% EBITDA margin amid AI transformation. EverCommerce Q4 2025 slides, AI push, revenue beat offset by earnings miss. Puma Biotechnology Q4 2025 slides, Neuralink's revenue rises 15% sequentially. BioCryst 2025 slides, path to 1B revenue, Navinabart expands portfolio. Blend Labs Q4 2025 slides, revenue beats, margins expand amid EPS miss.